is the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. People were bringing even infants to Jesus that he might touch them. And when the disciples saw it, they sternly ordered them not to do it. But Jesus called for them and said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not stop them. For it is to such as these that the kingdom of God belongs. Truly, I tell you, whoever does not receive the kingdom of God as a little child will never enter it." The Gospel of our Lord. Please be seated. In his beautiful Intimations of Immortality, William Wordsworth writes, "Our birth is but a sleep and a forgetting. The soul that rises with us, our life's star, hath had elsewhere its setting and cometh from afar. Not in entire forgetfulness and not in utter nakedness, but trailing clouds of glory do we come from God, who is our home. Heaven lies about us in our infancy." I love the sense that as children, we come from God trailing marks of the divine. Clouds of glory that wrap us in a sense of sacredness and holiness when we're children. If you spend any time with children and love them as Lisa did, you have watched them encounter the world with that sense of extreme glory surrounding them. A simple walk down the sidewalk becomes an adventure in the earthworms that have washed out of the grass, or questions about the dandelion that springs between the cracks. In Celtic spirituality, there's a sense that our souls are actually our entire aura around us, and our bodies are wrapped inside that soul. Not the other way around. We tend to think that our soul is this little thing inside our bodies that are interacting with the world. As children, we see this sense of soulfulness, of play, of delight in the sea and the sand, in play and the trill of laughter. And it is that sense of holiness that Lisa's life embodied so deeply. When we move through the world ready to delight in the joys of a clam, a thing that honestly could be a little difficult to delight in if you don't know what you're doing, where you have a feeling that the salt water that surrounds us in the harbor is the very same salt water that washes through our bodies. When your sense of soulfulness becomes one with the earth around us, you are truly living a holy life. When Jesus talks about the little children coming to him, it's no wonder that he would want to be surrounded by people who were playful and joyful and light and fun when you think about all the demands that might have been placed on him. When we have a sense of joy in life, as we see so naturally in children, we meet God. We remember those clouds of glory that came trailing with us in our infancy. As adults, we can pile many things on top of that birth sacredness. Our souls that surround us can get heavy laden. while a child might fall down and scrape her knee and pop back up and keep on running to continue the game and continue playing, as adults, sometimes we lose track of that resiliency. When Jesus calls to the little children, he is calling to spirits like Lisa's, who no matter the trials and tribulations that she may have faced, her strength and her ability to pop back up and to delight in the joy of the world around her was astonishing. One of the tremendous gifts of children is their authenticity. They are joyful and fun and playful. And honestly, speaking as the mother of four, sometimes they're a bit naughty and jerks. When we can allow ourselves to be the beloved children of God that we all are, and when we can see in each other the child that wants to sit around the dinner table for a long time telling stories and eating three desserts, as well as the child who gets overstimulated and cranky, when we can allow space for each and every one of us to truly be a child, we find the kind of embrace that Lisa was able to extend. I've been on Sandy Neck at 10 o'clock at night with a bunch of children and know that it's not all charm and beautiful sunsets. There are the meltdowns and the temper tantrums because we get exhausted. Lisa's ability to love deeply and authentically in the midst of tremendous sorrow and grief is one of the many ways that her legacy will continue to touch so many of us who had the privilege of knowing her. When we can allow ourselves to feel the space of sacredness of our souls that connects so deeply with the rhythm of this gorgeous natural earth, we find ourselves in those thin places that the Celts talk about. When your breath is taken away, when the sun is rising over the horizon of the harbor, when you're delighted to see that sandbar emerging as the tide recedes, when you're awestruck by the thunderhead that's rolling in from the west, those times when we feel our breath stilled, drawn back into the embrace of God by the glory of the world around us, our soul in this visible world meets the invisible force of God, and we are home. Lisa created home for so many of you. It will be more difficult for you to connect with her and that sense of home as her physical body has departed from this world. But as you trust the invisible force of the tide, as you trust the magnificence of the sunsets, as you remember the profound force of love, you can be sure that her soul, trailing clouds of glory from this magnificent life, with relationships so deep and so rich with so many of you, will continue to fill your lives. Jesus asks the little children to come to him, and he means each and every one of you. Please find the joy that Lisa shared so deeply. Forgive when people around you disappoint or hurt you. Find the soul that enwraps and enfolds you, joining deeply with the invisible love and grace of God made manifest in this beautiful world and in the relationships of those you hold so dear. This will honor Lisa's legacy beyond all words, and will share it even more profoundly with all the people that you touch, causing it to ripple out so naturally and so beautifully. May the deep peace of the running wave be with you. May the deep peace of the flowing air be with you. May the deep peace of the quiet earth be with you. May the deep peace of the gentle rain be with you. May the sun and the moon and the stars pour their healing light on you. May the deep peace of God, the creator and sustainer of all things, be with you.
Please stand for our prayers of the people.